Standing room only on killradio.org.
I guess you could call me talkative. Not really. I mean, sort of.
Standing remotely on killradio.org. We're here in the studio with Kalola. How you doing?
We're doing great.
And the car horn.
Do you hear that horn? That's my ride.
Yeah, it's time to go. So thanks for enjoying the show, and we'll see you next week, everybody.
That's my,
goodbye.
That's my mom, actually.
That's your mom out there honking for us?
Yeah, she can wait.
Yeah. Yeah, she can wait. Hey, thanks for being on the show. It's going to be a good show. We were just listening to what off of your album? Barrel of Donkeys.
It's very fun.
And it was off of what album?
Louder.
This is your most recent album, right? Have you done an album before this?
No, that's the debut.
This is the debut, the first album.
That was about
over a year ago.
About 12 months ago. So so, 16 months ago. But we have another one coming out right around the corner. So,
it's called I Am the Messer.
When's that coming out? Do you know?
Well, we're in the middle of working on it right now. We're about 3 or 4 songs off from finishing it. So, however long that'll take.
It probably a couple months. We shot for March, but we ended up putting out a live DVD. / live CD that's came out instead of the Messer album. So,
oh, what was that? Tell us about that.
That's called
I haven't seen that yet.
Kill
actually.
All the Live in Hollywood.
No one has.
Okay.
We saw that. We've seen it. It's basically stuck in production right now because we're trying to get half of our first batch from the duplication plant to be encoded for the UK.
Oh, okay.
And it's taking a little more time than we expected. So, if everyone out there that pre-ordered the DVD, it's done and it's ready. It's just sitting. There's a bunch of UK. There's a bunch
Stop
of UK.
Stop with
people.
The phone calls.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
stop showing up at their houses.
That'll be that should ship. I'm thinking in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, something like that. So everyone should have it in the next. Definitely in April, you'll get your DVD.
I love this. Your latest flyer with the little the Mach 103.1 thing in the corner. What does it say? I can't quite make it out.
The top says it says where you know where it would normally say indie. It just says independent radio in LA. Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
We love Indie 103.1.
Yeah, no, Indie 103
like
is one.
Kill Radio.
They're not exactly independent. Yeah, I mean, they're independent, but
they've done so much for Killola.
We're stoked to be here on Kill Radio. It's an incredible organization you got here.
Oh, thanks.
Deep underground. That's what we like.
Yeah, it's completely underground. It's actually 7 stories underneath the Earth's crust.
Like Pentagon, wow. Pentagon level.
Yeah, it is kind of warm down here.
Yeah, that was a really long elevator ride.
Well, we have children from foreign nations down making our T-shirts down underneath us. So that's how we.
Hey man, they love
and digging tunnels.
Yes, and digging. Yes, she is actually.
She's shopping.
That's where all her adopted children have ended up. So, oh.
Those kids love their job.
That's just wrong.
Who's the lucky one? We're going to the island.
You pay those kids in melted Jolly Rancher, and they like it.
That's right. Yeah, they love it. They love it.
In fact, they eat one of those a day, and that's all they need.
Well, you know, you got to make Kill Radio T-shirts. That's all I'm saying.
What's important.
Do you want us to pay like $2 per shirt when we can, you know, get them for $1?
Exactly. It's like I don't care about your baby fingers.
More T-shirts.
Like they'll grow. Those warped knuckles will stretch out.
See, I knew there was going to be trouble when I invited Kill Lola into the studio. How did you come up with your name?
Bringing us back
to reality.
I'll take that one. Before the formative stages of Kill All becoming an organized operation, it was just the four of us living in a house in LA, kind of playing acoustic songs together. And
you all lived together.
Yeah, and we had a roommate that we got off Craigslist, and
one poor roommate, and the rest were all in a band.
Yeah, and
we weren't in a band at this point.
We just played music together.
Okay.
His name was Roy, and there was a. This was years ago, but one of the weekends we came home from work, all of his stuff was gone, like everything
vanished.
His room was empty. There was no like note. There was no rent money left or anything. We actually still have not heard from Roy, but there was. It was really weird that he had written the word Killola in mayonnaise on his bathroom mirror, and it was really weird. And we were like, "What?" This was the same like week we were just looking for band names, you know, in that really super uncomfortable stage of tossing around. Like,
that's all he wrote, was Killola.
It was weird, and
it's so bizarre.
And he.
Yeah, Roy, if you're out there, please, man.
This is like the best band name story I've ever heard.
Thanks for the great band name, Roy.
Yeah, if you're out there, sorry, whatever we did to piss you off, thanks for the band name. But
I think he just goes around the world leaving band names for bands.
That is a great theory.
You know, his job there was done.
That's a great theory.
Yeah,
but you know, it's strange.
He's like Roy, the Robin Hood of band names.
We love you for what you made, man. Roy, thank you.
You can be in the band.
That's amazing. What was it? Was it written in soap or blood?
Mayonnaise.
Oh, mayonnaise. Right. Mayonnaise.
Which is hard to do.
Yeah.
And those were like.
Yeah.
That
takes talent, really.
And I was the unlucky bloke who had to taste it to figure out what it was.
Yeah, because we weren't sure.
Why did you taste it? It could have been anything.
I was just about to say that.
Knowing Roy.
I was. Yeah. I was just about to say. I will taste it. I spit it right out. But I was about to say
like Hellman's.
That was one of the weirdest stages in our life, and I don't really remember a whole lot from those days. But I do remember that I don't know if like maybe we pissed him off and took his mayonnaise, and he was like, "F you." And exactly, what the hell does kill all the?
Did he even have mayonnaise that you can recall?
Not,
I mean, were there any like
none of us
mayonnaise specific incidents?
We're all vegans.
Oh right, yeah.
So there was no mayonnaise in the house.
So, you know what?
Accepting that I know that you do like to eat a bowl of breakfast meat, as we talked about.
Breakfast meat.
Oh, yes.
A bowl of meat for breakfast every morning.
I usually have two bowls.
Have you ever been to that, one of those Jollibee places?
I've never seen a
Logo before. I want to get a Yum Burger.
It's so freaky. It is so freaky.
The Yum Burger really sounds yummy. Mm. Jollibee.
Jollibee? Well, they have like something there called Chicken Joy, which I guess is just fried chicken. And then they have bowls of meat for breakfast. It's literally a bowl, just a bowl of meat.
Breakfast bowl?
No, there are no Cheerios and meat, I think, is even more disturbing. I don't know.
Have you had this bowl of meat for breakfast?
No, I don't. I do not normally eat a bowl of meat for breakfast.
I didn't know.
Who does? Who are they targeting?
I don't know. They sell hot dogs that have like a mayonnaise, which is what reminded me of this, the whole mayonnaise thing.
It's not a
thing.
Vietnamese restaurant, though. It's like... It's American food.
I think it's like I think it comes from Japan, actually.
Oh.
I didn't know that you can buy Chicken Joy. I thought you had to just make Chicken Joy. You had to be like, hey, just, like make them happy.
Chickens that are like, really happy that they're being hacked
you
up
can't
and fried.
You can't buy that. You can't buy that. Well, except for at Jambaya.
That's right. Jimmy Chicken Joy lives in our hearts, not on our plates.
Yes.
Can we hear them? I don't see
them. Yeah, we can actually hear them.
I didn't see little dotty things moving when they talked.
Just did.
It seems really low. Hello.
Yeah, I think it's kind of low, but I think we can't hear them.
If you guys,
because no one's hearing this, this is really good
no,
stuff.
You can't. I can hear myself. I'm saying this.
Say something really loud.
Hey, I don't know if I would talk like this the whole time, but it'd be a little weird.
Can you do that?
Is the switch turned on?
No, it's switch. Okay. Everything, basically, let me summarize everything Lisa and Dan have said real quick.
Try
They've
it on,
like,
try it on Mike.
Mike, knife, the mic
knife, booger, armpit, finger, ostrich. Ostrich dookie.
Snot ribbon.
Snot ribbon, ostrich dookie. Beef diaper.
Dial type.
Check. Masturbation. Instruction manual. Dan says Roy's girlfriend Joyce was a total whore. I don't remember her. But
well, that's not going to bring him back to us.
I remember
you're glad
Joyce.
He's gone, huh?
No, I'm just kidding.
Joyce, whore.
I'm not sure if you're on, so we're going to play another one of your songs.
Yeah.
And then we'll figure out what's going on. I think you're on a little bit. I think it's just not very good.
Okay.
For a high-end microphone.
We got a long time to go.
Yeah. We'll fix this before the end.
So that's okay. We're going to dub in what we think you should have said.
We're going to have to come back and do ADR. So.
Right, yeah. I'll just, hello. Is that a good voice? Hello. We're here.
That's all my best stuff.
I think we're hearing you. I think it's just kind of low. Yeah. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, 213-252-0998. And also, we'll have a little contest here on Kill Radio.
Yay.
The lucky winner can win a dream date with the collective Kill Lola that you, the listener, will pay for.
One on.
Wait, I
just came up with it.
I hope you can handle three guys and a girl.
If it involves free dinner, I'll give it away.
Yeah, they will. The winner will take you to a dinner at the Beverly Hills Hotel. It'll be
on
really
you.
Nice
on
them. On them. So, 213-252-0998. Yes, and price is no limit.
Well,
this,
we're going to be eating at Jollibee since we've been talking about it.
Yes,
breakfast
and then
meat.
Dessert at Jollibee, the meat delight dessert. Let's where'd that CD go? Should we listen to Appetite?
I think Get Around.
Get Around?
You know what? That's a good idea, Lisa.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Like Getting Around, so.
Anything you want to say about the song before we play it?
I like it.
It's called Get Around.
It
by Kill Lola.
This song
like this.
Wait, let me think. I can't think of anything that's interesting. A fun story like this song was in 12 movies. No, but maybe it was.
It was in a couple.
Oh yeah, this song.
It's in a movie right now. It's being made as we speak.
No. Actually, this song is playing tonight at the premiere of the Boys and Girls Guide to Getting Boys and Girls Guide to Getting Down, which is premiering the party tonight at
Man's Chinese Theater.
Yeah, oh, excellent!
This song is in that movie,
and we're all going to that. Afterwards?
We could.
Yes,
we could.
We're crashing that party.
There's a party at Beauty Bar.
Oh, nice.
I'm there anyway. I'm there right now.
Fun.
Excellent. Okay, and the song sounds almost like this. Standing room only, right here on Kill Radio with the one and only Killella.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hola.
How are you?
I think we're here. We're live. We're on the air. We're on the air. I'm floating on air.
That's right. Nice. We don't use chairs. We don't use floor here in the Kill Radio studios. We're suspended.
We're floating
above the earth, underneath the earth. So it's interesting.
Wasn't it seven layers below, or where was it in the crust?
Pentagon level.
It's kind of like its own dimension of time and space.
I think it's. I don't know.
It's abstract. Okay. It's abstract.
Seven layers below. What was that Will Smith movie? 7 degrees of separation. Or something?
I can't believe I paid for this.
Seven degrees of Kevin Bacon.
That's right. It was seven degrees of Kevin Bacon.
We go way back to Fresh Prince.
That's right. Yeah.
I go all the way back to
I like to play the 12 degrees of Sir Francis Bacon.
That's
me, me and my
harder.
Literary friends sit around and we're like, Sir Duke Ellington knows.
The literati.
Yeah, you just kind of like link yourself to, or link characters like Sylvester Stallone to Sir Francis Bacon.
That's probably pretty.
Hey, what is that over there? Is that another subject? Oh, look at that. It's a monitor.
It's really quiet in here. Yeah. Is everyone enjoying the quiet?
There's like different conversations going on.
Can we get the phone number again?
Yeah, we have different clicks here in the studio. And
let's give it.
213-252-0998. Call if you'd like to ask a question.
Unless you're
Hot
scared.
Girls here now.
That's right.
Live.
ready to talk to you.
What's the number for ringtones? I see those on the all
time. Yeah, Free Kill Radio ringtones.
Yeah. Oh, that's the frog.
Go to our go to our website and get a Free Kill Radio. We should have Free Kill Radio awesome. Ringtones.
Yeah. Cool. I want to do one.
Yeah. Do you want to invent one right now?
Yeah.
And put it into the recording and then we can save it for the.
You can have this phone call or you can be listening to killradio.org, idiot.
Yeah. And then that on repeat would be so annoying they would answer the phone.
Very nice.
Killradio.org.
I think you should just have like a cat in heat or something.
Anything in heat sounds kind of cool.
Barnyard animal sounds good.
Yeah, barnyard animals. That's right.
Listen to Kill Radio.
Fun.
Sex
fun with phones.
Animal sex sound ringtones would be good.
What are some of your favorite places to play?
Safari Sam's.
Yeah, that's where I met you guys.
We love them. Hi, Sam.
Anywhere is fine with me.
We're playing the Key Club for Ruby Tuesdays on April 3rd.
I saw that.
Yeah, it's a free show.
Fun show. All ages, which is
all August and free is always a good combo. We were on the red line.
A lot of 83-year-olds. It's weird.
All ages. Yeah, excellent. We're like no cap. No, there's no cap to our age. Demographic at the live show. We were on the subway on the way over here. Los Angeles does have a subway.
It does. It goes to Hollywood.
It
and
does.
Hollywood.
And it goes to Hollywood and North Hollywood. And
no, you can take it to Long Beach.
You can.
It's actually a nice ride down to
it
Long
is.
Beach. You can go. Pleasant. You go by the Watt Towers. It's actually pretty cool.
It comes out
I'm
of
sorry, guys. I can't. Like, I grew up on subways, going from the PATH train in Newark, New Jersey, into New York. And something happened later on in life. I'm not able to get on those anymore. I took the subway over, and I swear to God, that was the closest I've been to a panic attack in a while. I can't do it. There's just too much shit. It's horrible.
I've developed a fear for sharks, too.
Sharks and subways.
Sharks
subway
on the
sharks
subway.
Are the worst.
Panic.
Subway sharks.
We were on the...
Oh, man.
We were on the...
They're the worst kind of land shark.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
I want these sharks off this motherfucking subway.
I hold my breath the whole time.
These motherfucking sharks.
It triggers my asthma.
You hold your breath on the subway. And that's a long ride to Long Beach.
I know. I was freaking out. My hands were sweating.
And she had a scuba tank on.
And I have to like close my eyes. It's like, it's really, really.
But you meet the coolest people on the subway.
If you talk to them and open your eyes, which was
well, if you open your eyes.
As we were getting off the subway, like this group of little like hipster 15-year-old kids got on it. It looks like their jeans were like inside their skin. That's how tight the jeans were. And these kids are just sitting there looking like awkwardly young. And we just
like
got off the
band The Horrors.
Awkwardly
The Horrors, yeah. They're awesome. Those guys, they don't have choruses. You know that? The Horrors, they don't have choruses. It's a cool song.
They don't have any space between their jeans and their skin either.
That's true.
We jumped off the subway
and
space
gave
space is for quitters.
Yeah, man. We gave the kids flyers and they were like and a couple buttons as we were leaving the subway. They probably thought we were about to like. It's called put pocketing, you know, and you put stuff in people's pocket on the way out, and then like, you bump into them. You bump into them and like drop like stuff in their pockets, and like I dropped a button in their bag and I hand them a flyer. And
I'm gonna
like,
use that put pocketing definitely.
It's
okay, officer. I was just put pocketing.
Yeah, it's just put pocketing. Check your pockets. You're like $4 richer, bro.
Is there a law against put pocketing?
Don't put anything dirty in there. All right, you're free to go.
But we gave those kids flyers. Hopefully they'll show up to the rock show on the 3rd.
Is that show all ages? How old were these kids? Like 12 that you
were
put pocketing?
They were 15. the kids who got put pocketed were 16 or 15 or so. And,
oh, okay.
They're doing okay.
They're none the wiser.
You talk to their mother. You know, it's really funny on my MySpace page. I've had a lot of bands like find me through the Kill Radio thing and want to friend me and stuff. And I got this one from this band of these little girl like punk rockers. I was like, oh wow, that's so cute. Like, I don't know if I really want like you know little kids on my site because it's an adult show, but you know whatever. So I go and I okay them to be my friend. And then I look at the photo and I realize like it's them. They're like 8 years old or something. It's like these 7 or 8 little girls and their mom is in the photo with them.
Oh,
and I'm like, you know what? I can't friend this. I'm sorry. That's just like
the
they're that little. I'm like, there's no way. There's no way.
You denied them?
Delete.
Yeah, I know. So then they got friended and denied in the same day. It's really sad. It's really sad.
You gotta explain that kind of thing.
Because somebody's MySpace.
So I've been getting these weird notes in crayon. Now we're gonna get you. We know where you live.
So.
What's with they're like little Riot Girls, though. They were awesome.
What's with the gift card explosion on MySpace?
Yeah, what is with gift card? They didn't really have music so much as a lot of pictures with them and their mom looking all punked out.
They were a band, right?
Yeah, they were a band, so to speak.
Daughters and mothers.
What are they, like, what do you sing about when you're eight? You know, you're like, oh god,
homework's tough.
Lunch lady is so
little
bum.
Kid vibrato voice.
That's gimme.
We call that kid vibrato, and it's so obnoxious.
We hate our eighth grade teacher. We hate our fifth grade teacher.
Lisa,
Lisa,
have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Lisa, do kid vibrato again, Lisa.
That's their hit song.
Just sing awesome. A line. Just be like, just sing a line in Kid Rivarado.
Please, please.
Girls have a vagina. I had to think about it.
You had to think about it. You
girls have a...
That is what probably a 9-year-old girl would sound like. She'd be like, girls have a line. Vagina.
Line. What's my line?
Fun in the studio. Let's hear another one of your songs, and we'll get into some of your favorite music from the others out there. The Not Kill Lolas.
Yeah, if you go to the last track and skip forward about 20 seconds or so.
Yes, our bonus rock track.
This is for all the possible fans of Ween.
There's a do you guys like
this
Ween?
This is our boner rock track.
That's Hollow?
No, it's the last song. It's
not,
actually 20.
It's non-listed. That's how
it's not listed. It's like just so skip ahead if you can.
Secrets.
There you
okay.
go. About 20 seconds deep into that track, so you got to fast forward just a tad.
Okay.
While we're waiting, you guys could check us out on MySpace.
Why don't we just talk
too.
Over the first 20 seconds?
Yeah, that's good. There we go. And then I'll just come in.
MySpace.com/Killola, KILLOLA.
And they can get your music up there too, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're on iTunes, and they can get it off our site, and so much more.
If you dig hard enough on the interweb, you'll find anything, and there's free songs out there that aren't on our album.
Go!
Like this.
You try modulating and articulating all the feelings that I have by you. Hear me up, I need to shout it. Quickly, daddy, run and get your mammy. There's no denying that you've been supplying a slathering ball of flesh. Come quickly to see the scene. We got everything that you need. All don't conceal your tragic flaw. Here's the darker rock of God. Come quickly to see the scene. We got everything that you need, oh. You're the apple of my eye. Who's made after you die? Save the soul from a bottomless pit. See what you've done with all these. You let the suffocation of a smoke station as you humble your way to the truth. Was examined by an Indian eye. Another lie that you're going to die. You're trying to modulating and articulating all the feelings that I have for you.
Gets me pumped.
I totally want to do it.
Do what?
Do
Go on tour, right?
Just do something.
That's exactly right.
Tell me about your tour that's coming out. This sounds exciting.
Hello, England. How are you?
Oh, it's
hello,
really,
England.
I'm so excited. That's all I can think about and like dream about and stuff. I'm starting to dream about it, and I think about it every second. We're going to the UK.
When I'm dreaming about it, I'm thinking about it. When I'm thinking
excited
and dreaming
about playing there, but also flying a 747 for the very first time.
So you're going to fly
you're
it yourself?
You're not flying shit, Dan.
No, Dan, yeah. Dan will be flying this
Dan, don't make threats, man. If you're already threatening storming the cockpit, man, they're never going to let us leave this joint.
Cockpit.
Oh, they like that in England, actually. They don't mind.
I
you can break
like
into the
joke.
Cockpit.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
Jeez.
What
they
want to
go in the cockpit. That sounds horrible.
It's just a pit of cocks.
It's just a pit of cocks.
Oh, you see that over there? It's a new subject. No planes.
Why does everyone have to bring up last weekend? Come on.
Memories for a lifetime.
Where are you going to play? And
we booked this tour
Cockney?
Ourselves. And
speaking of Cockney accent, when you say
speaking of Cockney, we're flying into London, and we're going to stay for a night and kind of get acclimated and sleep. And
yes.
Then we play Bath. If we start from basically May 10th through May 20th, we have gigs booked every night from the 10th to the 20th. Anywhere from the Dublin Castle in London to the Castle Oldham in Manchester.
Where I've been,
and,
Under the boardwalk
in Sheffield, which is where the Arctic Monkeys kind of, they named their first release of songs called Beneath the Boardwalk. It was named after this venue that we're playing.
I thought it was under.
Yeah, it's called, well, their CD was called Beneath the Boardwalk, but it's because of the place, the boardwalk. But we're playing Sheffield, we're playing Camden in Cambridge near the school, and a place called Romsey.
Almost all of the sectors, right? There's
yeah,
like
we're playing
seven of them.
Just about everywhere.
Midlands,
hitting all sectors.
Yeah. That's what they call them in England.
Upper North Way.
All the sectors.
Now, in England, they have some cultural differences than we have. And one of the things that they do, when you're walking around the street in England, it's considered impolite not to walk up and try to steal someone's blood with either a hypodermic needle or small puncture wounds.
Cool.
So
I read that.
Tell that to Lisa.
Yeah. So you need to make sure you do that when you're walking
around.
Let's
get her on the subway and then there.
On the tube.
Oh,
Lisa, we got to take the subway from L.A. to London, so if that's cool.
Yes.
Just give me like a better than
that Villaraigosa made that new subway extension. It's called the...
the
yes.
We have to knock her out like B.A. Baracus on the A-team. When
right,
to
yeah.
Basically just knock her out, and then she wakes up in like Heathrow. She's like, what happened?
She wakes up in Heathrow with a mohawk and a hangover.
With an accent, apparently.
Yeah.
What you talking about?
We gave you the accent pill, B.A. Baracus.
Yeah.
Nice mohawk.
They gave her an accent pill. Yeah, exactly.
I wake up just like drunk with tea and biscuits. Like
and Murdoch's right.
Crumpets,
naked.
Rather.
Yeah, crumpets. Your mouth full of crumpets. What the hell happens? Don't worry about it. It's all cool. Don't worry about it.
Naked bloke next to her.
Yeah. Or geezer.
A geezer. To hang out with all the birds.
Yeah, the birds. It's going to be fun, man. We're playing with some cool bands. And,
that's great.
We've already got an offer to go to some fancy restaurant, Indian restaurant, by some guy who wants to wine us and dine us. And
we should go to an English restaurant.
No, it's Indian, man.
The English food isn't that good anyways.
Oh, I'm so excited for an Indian, good
blood
Indian.
Blood sausage, that's some scary
dinner.
Stuff, let me
that's
tell you.
Really good.
Yeah, this is
black pudding.
It's really no different than here. So.
They also have bowls of meat out there, at least.
I do. Oh, fresh.
Yes, they do for
so
breakfast every morning.
You've been there, John, yeah?
Yes, I actually lived in Dublin for
really?
A little while.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me about this. Is it true that the beer is warm pretty much standardly?
Yeah, it is. So I mean, it used to be that there just wasn't any ice.
You're just telling me to bring. Ice. You're telling me to bring my own ice cubes.
Yeah, bring your own ice cubes on the plane.
Warm because they didn't have any ice.
Yes,
and you
so
can
now
drink
that
it
we've
fast.
We've invented.
I mean, they've got.
Refrigeration
I mean, they've
and
yeah. Their refrigerators can like text message now. They have to have ice.
Yeah, and their refrigerators do text message each other.
Yeah, they do.
Wow.
The Office of Homeland Security is looking into that right now. Actually. Refrigerator text messaging.
Hey, like, bro, I'm low on Arm & Hammer.
You wouldn't believe what someone just put inside me. Yeah.
They text like crazy over there. They are texting. Like,
are they?
I'm booking the tour, and every time that you know we get a show, there's people that want an update. They're like, please just text it to this number. It's like a 19-digit number. I'm like, I don't have a cell phone, so I'm not like...
19-digit numbers?
Well, they supply me with some long number.
Yeah,
I guess it's
like
international.
Are those extensions?
Hey, man, these are dreadlocks, bro. These aren't extensions.
Okay. They look great.
Thanks.
We do have some listeners over in London, actually, so they'll be happy to check out your show. So yep. what's the quick rundown?
We start off in Bath at a club, Go Ape in Bath, and then we go to London.
Do you know the date approximately?
May 10th is Bath. May 11th, we're going back to London and playing Club Paris. May 12th, we're playing Cafe Paris. I believe it's Cafe Rocks at. It's called Cafe Rocks at Cafe Paris on the 10th, and then the 11th, I think we head off
it's
to
a cafe inside a cafe.
Cambridge.
The schedule's on the MySpace.
Yeah, the schedule's
page.
On MySpace. I'm going strictly from memory. I've been booking it for like 2 months, and I kind of know everything. But I think the 14th, I think we're heading back to Camden.
Okay.
It's all up there. MySpace Killa.
Excellent. Yeah, check out their MySpace.
We will. We have a few openings.
Are you going to destroy it like Chevy Chase in European Vacation?
Back we are getting. We're bringing a station wagon.
That's right. Yeah, full of kids
and a dead grandma.
We're
and
shipping it over
no,
3 weeks.
Dog on the bumper.
Nobody's kids in particular. Just some kids you find along the side of the road.
F it, man. We're bringing Anthony Michael Hall with us. He's on merch.
We have some of your we have some of your favorite songs here. What are we about to listen to here?
Okay, I brought some. I picked some Judas Priest to start off with. Yeah. This song's called "The Ripper."
And that's the disc we have in right now. Yeah,
you should play track two first.
Track two.
Yeah, this is a nice ditty.
It's Judas Priest.
Oh, you know what? I don't know. It might not like this disc.
Mother B.
Switch it. Oh. That's okay. We'll make it work.
Okay.
Slap my boner.
We'll make it work.
We've got a.
Yeah, you hear my phone going. Oh, yeah. My phone has a guitar riff.
Dude, do you already have the new Kill Radio ringtone?
I do, yeah.
Wow, that is awesome.
It does.
It does a little bit.
It's my phone. It's my phone.
John's just snuffing callers right and left, right and left.
Well, we can try. We can go into this other CD player here.
Other CD players to use
this is a radio station, man. They've got CD players inside CD players.
That's right. We never run out of CD players.
Stream it from somewhere.
It's possible these days.
All right.
For everyone listening, we are broadcasting live from 12 floors underground. Track two. We have yet to go. Okay, cool. Play it.
I listen to my records, and I do, we do, you do, so come on. We are the out to the yo, let's go. What a future guy ever do, sleep together, the out to the yo. There's a gap, so where you gotta be a perfect match, you're the out to the yo. We want it in, but there's a way to have the gun, we have the out to the yo. Yes, that's it, but it comes with the perfect fit. And when people tell me what is okay and what is not, it should not be an unexpected scene. Saying, I extend my middle right hand ditties and say, hey, would you like lemon and lime with that piece of advice, mister? Come on! We are the out to the yo, and this is bro. The one I wait to see, we don't listen to me on the out to the yo. And then I'm down. You can hear it just by looking at my mouth, we are the out to the yo. And so, yo, you mother like a bunch of stuff you can do, we are the out to the yo. But if you try, maybe to know all the words that was, we are the out to the yo. Yo, 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 yo.
And that's it.
Judas Priest is awesome, huh?
Yeah, didn't you love Judas Priest?
We meant to place track two, but we played track one, and
there was some CD confusion going on. We had to switch players right away.
Do we still want to play Judas Priest?
That was a little.
We can play Judas Priest.
Give us a vocal roar.
Right.
Lisa loves Judas Priest.
So who was that we just listened to?
That was The Hives, a song called Untutored Youth.
We got to love our Swede rock. Swede rock is up there.
Was there a particular reason you chose it, or do you just like it?
I get that song. It gets me so damn pumped. And before shows, if I listen to that, I know it's going to be a kick-ass show.
She's like really pumped right now.
Do you listen to it before every show?
No, not before every show, but occasionally. And when I do, I'm very thankful that I did. That was a great idea, self.
It was a good idea.
And then she talks back to herself, and it's like about 20 minutes. We have to coax her out of the backstage. We're like, come on. She's like, I'm talking to Kyle. Can't you see I'm having a conversation?
She ends up on the floor behind the drum set. And where
not again. It's actually true of the last show.
We're going to listen to a little bit of Judas Priest here.
Yeah, track two. Judas Priest.
Yo,
That's an excellent ringtone.
You're in for a shock. In London town streets, when there's darkness and fire, when you least expect me, and you turn your back, I'll attack. Fear, and never knowing if I'm near. I'm sly and I'm shameless, nocturnal and nameless. Except for the Ripper, or if you like, Jack the Knife.
Oh, and we're back. Oh, and I'm so loud. So loud.
Ripper really, that song Ripped, it's kind of a clever name they chose for
Judas
the song.
Judas Priest. And we're gonna do something from this disc next?
Yes.
Excellent.
Numero dos.
Where can people buy your CD?
On iTunes.
Yep. We're sold out, actually. The first CD
Internet
sold out.
Only suckers.
So really?
Yeah,
like the hard copy of the CD is sold out?
Yeah, it is. We sold it off the merch table and here at Amoeba and on online, and it sold out pretty quickly. And we're making more as soon as we can. Right now, it's not a...
The DVDs
something.
Are the priority.
It's not something you can hold physically now, but no.
It's kind of an imaginary buy, really.
It's for spirit's sake. If you order,
like my new shoes,
it matches my watch and this watch, both arms. I need more arms. The songs are all available on iTunes and they will be available in hard copy again soon.
So.
Yeah, but you know,
and you can play them for free on MySpace.
You can stream a few on MySpace, and there's a handful on. We have old songs on Pure Volume that are free. And if you go to last.fm and search for Killola, you can find some free bonus downloads that aren't available anywhere else.
Excellent.
If you look hard enough on the internet, you can find some others too.
Exactly. If you look hard enough on the internet, you can find a picture of Mike Ball with who? I don't know.
With anyone. Frosty the Snowman.
With Roy.
But for other Killola goodies right now, we have the DVD coming out in 2 weeks that also includes a live album, live from Safari Sam's. We recorded the entire show, so yeah.
Which is where I met you, actually, with Safari Sam's.
That's right. It was a wonderful evening.
Yeah. Yes, it was. It was good.
It was very glorious.
I was impressed that you were able to keep with the theme of your band and actually kill someone on stage. That was pretty good.
Did someone die that night?
I don't remember.
Well, don't you do that at every show? You sacrifice
the virgins. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. sacrifice one person.
Sure only the really hot shows, which is every
That's
show.
True,
every show.
Yeah.
Every show.
And only
every
the really show. Hot virgins.
You have a special exclusive release that we're going to do here.
Yes.
Is that what we have queued up now?
No, actually. This okay. That'll be in one. Let's say we'll do it after this song.
Okay, because we're running out of time. Actually, we only have 8 minutes left, so we might want to do your premiere now.
Premiere. It's not what we just gave you. Sorry.
Okay.
And then after that, we'll do what's the song called, Dan? Or can we?
Can we bum rush the guy who's coming in for the next show and just like Nancy Kerrigan his knees outside?
Yeah. You can.
We'll stay.
You can do whatever you want to the rest of our Kill Radio DJs.
Sorry, Jaime.
Full permission.
It's Jaime. We'll stay. 9 p.m. What's the show after this?
The show after this is Ross Lincoln's theme party. Is coming up where
okay.
they have a party surrounding some sort of
hope
theme.
It's a Killola theme. We're staying.
There's only one track on this, so you're good to
okay.
go.
This song is called Heart Up. It's off of our forthcoming album called I Am the Messer, which will be available soon.
And this is going to be a world premiere, right?
This is a world premiere.
No one has heard this yet.
Absolutely. This is
so
produced,
this is a Kill Radio
produced
first.
by the amazing Kevin Mills.
All right, so the world premiere. The world
and
premiere.
And our friend Luke Tierney.
Luke helped a lot. So did Nico. But you're about to hear everyone together.
Excellent. World premiere of everyone here on killradio.org.
Delicious thing I've ever seen tonight. Just move a little and look good for me.
turned into a wild dance party. Here in the Kill Radio studio.
I got
get off that table.
Here live
get
with Killua.
It was awesome. There was a break dancer. He brought cardboard
nipples,
and everything.
Mike.
That was the world premiere of
Hard Up.
Killua.
Like Mike's nipples.
Oh. Hard Up.
The band named after a crazy man who scrawled
Roy.
Those words.
Roy Merle.
Where are you, Roy?
In mayonnaise.
Thanks to Craigslist. It's not always normal, Craigslist.
Hey, you know, we didn't talk about this, but we have a new TV show called The Fizz Music. And you can tune into that. That's on DirecTV 101 and get Killua updates. And we're going to play, you know, some new music and music that we like.
Excellent,
and,
right?
Yeah,
it's a really cool it's a really cool platform. It's a really cool channel. It's a new music channel that isn't really force fed music by, you know, paying labels and whatnot. They can pick and play what they'd like
the
to.
Man.
And independent bands. If you're out there, you want to get your music seen or heard on the Fizz, please get in touch with us and send us music, and we'll play your videos.
We're talking
and you
19
actually
million
do the
homes.
Show?
Yeah, we're the hosts. So
oh, excellent.
Yeah, we're the hosts of the show.
Yeah, 19 million
homes.
And
man.
Yeah, maybe
four. It really is 19 million viewers.
That's,
yeah.
That's amazing.
It's going to be
wow.
cool. And,
that's fantastic.
The pilot is being filmed right now in Shadair.
We just finished shooting tonight before we got here.
It'll air in a couple more weeks, and the 101 on DirecTV. So I know it's a... anti-corporate radio, but we're all about corporate TV. You know what I mean? Also, we have
before that.
While we're still plugging stuff, we have a limited edition 7-inch vinyl single coming out in the UK on Kerosene Recordings, and that will be available in stores and also online on April 1st. It's this limited edition 7-inch vinyl release. It's got some really cool art and some cool music, and it'll be available through us if you look online. But if you're in the UK and you're listening, go to your record store. Go to the local shops and pick it up.
Quick, before someone else does.
Yes. Supplies are limited.
And we do know how to work vinyl, if you were to ask us. Yes.
And where are you going to be playing in the near future?
We're at the Key Club on April 3rd with the Grand Marquis. And who else is playing
The
with
Lashes.
Us? The Lashes.
It's Ruby Tuesday.
Yes,
Ruby Tuesday,
Tuesday, which is free and all ages.
Free.
So bring your 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds.
Yeah, with their earplugs.
Bring your 99-year-olds.
Yes, your 99-year-olds.
All
with their earplugs.
All ages. Yes. Hell, bring the Neanderthal fossil man. It's all ages.
We That's really right. like yes. old people. So
Cro-Magnons.
Cool.
Cro-Magnons get in free.
Oh, God. This elevator ride out of Kill Radio is going to be like 100 minutes. It's like,
dude, my ears popping on the way down. Like yeah. that sucks.
Luckily,
yeah,
there's
it was crazy
on the way down. It was tough.
That's why we don't offer chairs, because you know you have to stand up. You have to get at least some height,
some air, some blood to your brain. And then luckily there's a cafe / cafeteria floor on floor -19.
Yes.
That we can stop at and get a little
that,
fuel.
That was a good place.
Little bowl of meat.
Yes, they serve only bowls of meat there. But,
what's with this area?
Oh, you didn't know this is called the Meat Bowl of Los Angeles?
It's the meat capital of the world.
Let's play another song.
Oh, hell
Should
yes.
I queued up that CD that you handed me, the other one.
Ooh, explain the song, Dan.
Number two.
Hang on. Let me be like Letterman. So we got a little clip here. We got a clip? Do we have a clip?
It is a clip.
Oh, you want to set this up, Dan?
There's no special meaning to it other than it's one of Kurt Cobain's oldest demos.
Oh, excellent.
And they call it Moist Vagina, but he says marijuana or something like that. So you got to check it out.
All right. Well, here
it's
we
old.
Go. Moist Vagina on killradio.org. Thanks. Thanks for setting that up, Dan.
And we like it really loud.
We'll be right back.
Moist Vagina. Oh, I'm sorry. I was singing along.
Which one is it?
Which one indeed?
So this tune is this the Wadawita tune?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, yeah. Do you want to set that up?
Yeah, we'll set it up in a minute.
Yeah.
It's a new song.
I'm excited. That's another new song.
This song is
going to be on your new album.
Yeah, this song is also from I'm the Messenger. So this has been premiered somewhere else. I think we were on somewhere else and just played this one. And
only for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's fun. This one has some wicked, 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 wicked hot guitar work from a friend of ours who produced the album as well. Or produced the song as well. Luke Tierney from the Pin 15 Club joined us in the studio for this one. He actually was in the studio with us, but he lent his hands to get gnarly on
the
frets.
Venue, Saturday for a 40th birthday party. It's a 40 party for JJ, a good friend of a friend of the band.
JJ, I love JJ.
Excellent. Friend of ours. Hi, JJ.
Hi, JJ.
And it's actually time to end the show.
All
Can
right.
you believe it's been an hour already?
It's been amazing.
Wow.
All
yes,
those people
exactly.
that all those people that called in to give us the free dinner, thank you.
Yes,
we
thank
have a winner.
You, callers.
We have our winner. Yes. She called in.
Operators
and said,
are standing by.
So
stop calling.
Yes, so, you need to stop
thank
calling.
Thank you for
now.
Having us.
Thanks
we
again,
really
John.
Had a good time.
Thanks,
yeah,
John.
It was great. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll come back. We want to come back at this in
yeah.
the summertime.
And I'm glad you dropped that stocking thing because, you know, I just happened to be there like 8 or 9 times. It wasn't.
Yeah, sorry.
You know,
I know. You were just
the
there.
50 feet was a little bit.
I know. And you painted
think,
your face
so.
Like a clown and made a videotape like the Bjork guy. And I was like, whoa, man, back off. You're like, Kilo was so cool. But the whole. I don't know. It was just
when
great.
I brought 18 pounds of mayonnaise. I think
I
that
know.
Might have been too
you
much.
You can't help when things
That's
go viral on the internet. It's not your fault, you know?
Wow. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks,
all
John.
Of you. It's been
Thank
great.
You.
And we're going to end with a song off of your new album, which
yep.
is called
Wadawita.
All right. Wadawita. Brand new Standing Room Only next week. Don't change that internet dial. Good night, everybody.